This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Is it drained? Are you bursting with energy? Do you not have enough boundaries, or are you craving more time with people? It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. Figuring out what we need on our own can be challenging, and therapy can give you the self-awareness to understand your needs and build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's convenient, flexible, and easily fits in your social calendar. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riseandfall today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riseandfall. Hey folks, this is Mike Cosper with a reminder that the rise and fall of Mars Hill is off this week, but there's still a lot of story to tell. We have 5 more regular episodes, plus some bonus episodes we're working on that spin off in other directions. If you're not caught up, dive in this week, because in the coming weeks, we'll be looking at the way Mars Hill continued to evolve, including experiences that even now, years later, feel bewildering.
All sorts of things went into him asking the demon name, and I remember myself saying Legion, you know, like whatever, that's from the Bible.
We'll look at the way institutions rally around and protect leaders who seem vital to their mission, in spite of the damage they're causing along the way.
It's very hard to avoid that mentality that says, for the time being, to achieve this greater good, we have to suspend the constraints and the rules. And I think that as we've seen a variety of our institutions implicitly transform their purposes into something more performative, more expressive, you've seen those kinds of rules get suspended a lot.
And we'll see parallels in surprising places.
Somebody else said, I can't talk to you. You know, Indiana basketball is like a mafia family. Like, if you speak out against the Godfather, which was Knight, they're going to come after you, full force. And so that's what took me 9, 10, 11, 12 months. I reported it for 18 months up until he was fired. But over those 18 months, people were afraid.
We'll raise some hard questions for church leaders.
Everybody intentionally and purposefully turned a blind eye to it. It wasn't that they couldn't see. It was that they saw and chose not to care.
And we'll look at how the temptations leaders face can be destructive not only for others, but for their own souls in the process.
David Zoll makes this great point that the longer that you live with a mask, the greater the void grows between the mask and the internal reality of who you are. And that void becomes vacuous and empty and hollow. And ultimately, you end up being loved for something you're not rather than who you actually are.
So be here next week for the next episode of The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill.